So now we've had the halving, we've had the pre-halving flushout. The market is fully reset, funding is fully reset. In fact, funding is negative on some coins. But more importantly, the one indicator that I use to tell me whether I should be buying tokens has flashed that it's almost time to buy. Now, you're gonna have a choice, because one thing we know for sure is that the market is about to explode and both altcoins and bitcoins are about to go parabolic. That's like what we know for sure. Now the question is whether you want to hop from narrative to narrative or whether you want to take the highest conviction bets, put your money on them and ride them all the way to Valhalla. I'm not going to jump from narrative to narrative. I think that that's a stupid strategy. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take my money, I'm going to put it onto my 10 highest conviction altcoin bets for the cycle, and I'm going to ride those altcoins to Valhalla. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to show you the indicator that is flashing, and it's always been right in terms of getting it right in terms of number go up. And then I'm going to show you my 10 highest conviction bets for the cycle, and I'm going to show them to you in order. So it's going to be like not just a random top 10 coins, but I'm going to show you where I have the highest conviction and where I have slightly less conviction. But either way, you're going to get my 10 highest convictions bet, the higher conviction bets. This is going to be a crazy, crazy high alpha show. So listen, get ready for it. And after not being here for a week, after being in the floods in Dubai, bring you amazing content. Let's get into it, guys. How many of you got Gummy? How many of you got into Gummy? How many of you had made life-changing money on Gummy? I can't believe that the launch is finally over, guys. We've made millionaires. We created $200 million worth of value to our community. We've already dropped $20 million worth of revenue to our community. Today, I'm going to give you details of how you can earn another $80 million worth of revenue on Gummy that we have created as the meme coin. Today's going to be a massive show. We're also going to be talking a lot about my 10 highest conviction players. I'm also going to show you the one indicator that I use to tell me whether or not it's time to start buying. So listen, going to be a crazy show today. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Show. What I need you to do, just subscribe like crazy to this channel, because later on today we are going to show you how to be farming the next $80 million worth of free Gummy that's going to be dropped in the community. Smash the like button if you got into Gummy. Smash the like button if you made money on Gummy. Remember, we never took any money, which means that everyone that made money made it for free. Like, we never took any money from anyone. We just gave away a token, which is today worth over $150 million. So that's pretty much our gift to you, the community. We have a crazy, crazy, crazy big show today. I've been wanting to make the show for a long time. I didn't make it because I didn't think that the market conditions were right. But the one indicator that tells me whether or not the market conditions are right flashed, and it basically said, it's time to start buying. And if it's time to start buying, you got a decision to make. You can either spray and pray and you can try and hop from narrative to narrative. Problem is, if you are, you're competing with the bees. I don't want to compete with the bees. I want to take my 10 most high conviction coins. I want to put my money on the 10 most high conviction coins. I want to lie back and I want to chill till the end of the cycle, and I want to make amazing content, and pretty much I want to just that's my strategy for the cycle. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. I think importantly though, first of all, I haven't been here for a couple of days, so let's quickly just look at where we're at on Bitcoin. So we've had the pre-halving flush out. I guess you could say that one thing we know for sure is that the funding has gone completely negative. So I don't know if you guys have been following funding, but I've been following the heat map of the RSIs, of the funding. And what you can see is that the funding is pretty much neutral. In some cases, the funding is negative. What this actually means is that you're actually being paid. If you're currently long Bitcoin, you're actually being paid to hold Bitcoin. Now, that's an extreme change in sentiment from where we were before the halving, where funding rates were so high. I don't know if you remember, but the funding rates were so high that they actually even created this new orange color, which wasn't there before. Like, that's how crazy funding was. We also had a leverage reset. This is the leverage on all coins, excluding Bitcoin and ETH. You can see that the leverage went from about 22.7 billion. It more than halved. It went to 12 billion. For me, that's a healthy enough reset. And effectively, also what we've had is we've had a bit of a reset in the stock market. So the stock market is now gone from extreme greed to actually extreme fear. So you can say that a lot of the heat is actually out the market. And this is exactly what we've been waiting for. The other thing that's happened already, as you know, is the halving. And the effects of the halving aren't going to be felt in the market immediately. So, you know, the halving effectively halved the new supply of Bitcoin that's actually coming into the market. And what and that, against the background of increased demand, in a couple of days or maybe a couple of weeks, what we'll start really feeling is we'll start feeling the pinch of what this halving actually meant. And what I mean by that is, if you look here at this tweet over here, which is a tweet by Fred Krueger, it says, yesterday there were 450 Bitcoins were mined per day. And BlackRock yesterday bought 452 Bitcoin. Josh, can we move the tweet slightly across? Because we can't really see the tweet here. But what it says 450 Bitcoins mined per day, and BlackRock bought 452 Bitcoins on Friday. What that means is it means that right now we are producing less Bitcoin every day than the current demand in the market. Now, that's not going to be felt immediately, but rest assured that it is going to be felt. It is going to be felt. And the other thing that happened in the halving, which I think will start being felt, is before the halving, Bitcoin and gold was still a more scarce asset than Bitcoin. After the halving, mathematically speaking, after the halving, Bitcoin is now a less inflationary asset than gold, which means that there's no new supply of gold. And the difference between Bitcoin and gold is that as technology gets better, more gold can be farmed or more gold can be mined, right? Like, more gold can be mined, the better the technology, the more deeper they can dig, the more they can find more gold, the more they can get the technology better, the more gold they can find. That's not going to happen on Bitcoin. The supply is fixed. And in fact, the amount of supply is actually starting to get reduced. And what we know is that Chinese investors are actually going crazy on gold. Now, imagine that in about a week, or maybe slightly less, the ETF launches in Hong Kong. And when the ETF launches in Hong Kong, where do you think the Chinese people are going to go to get their exposure? Some of them are going to go to gold, but some of them are going to go to this new gold called Bitcoin, which they can now buy in the ETF. We also have more fund managers now adding Bitcoin onto their list of things that they bought. We had more people added to this list. This is just a list of fund managers that have actually added Bitcoin to their portfolios. Grayscale is becoming more irrelevant. Their selling is starting to subside. We're not getting these big sell days. So what we're starting to get is half the supply with a whole lot more demand. And people are starting to realize this. So someone says, we are stepping into a new week here. ETFs will buy another 1,000 to 3,000 Bitcoin per day. The fresh supply has been halved, meaning if the ETFs were scooping 3 times the daily supply before the halving, they now need 6 times the daily supply. Hong Kong ETFs preparing to launch. GBTC has announced a mini fund with lower fees, which will attract more people. There's no more tech selling. And as this guy says, it should be an interesting week. What I'm starting to notice is that I'm starting to get a whole lot more of these positive tweets on the timeline. This is from Ilya. He says, feels like the one of the most asymmetric moments in crypto. Below prior all-time high, ETF mania settling just after the halving. Hard not to feel like this is the moment to absolutely stack. You can see there's many others of those tweets. You can see these tweets with all the charts that show how parabolic we are about to go. And there's many of those. But I can't base my investment thesis on tweets. I just can't do it. For me, I'm the type of guy who needs some kind of data to back an investment thesis. And as I said to you guys last week and the week before, when everyone was screaming, you should be buying, I said, no, I'm not ready to buy yet. And the reason why I'm not ready to buy it is because I rely on one indicator that for me has been the indicator of truth to tell me when it is the time to actually start buying the market. That for me is the one indicator that is, like, as I say, the indicator of truth. And I said, I'm going to wait for that indicator of truth before I actually really start deploying money into the market. And that indicator has started to flash that it's almost time to buy. In fact, it's very, very, very close to time to buy. And I'll tell you what the indicator is, and then I'll show you what happens if you actually use this indicator. So let me just have a sip of my tea, because as you can hear, I'm quite sick and from launching Gummy and being in Dubai and partying and everything else. I'm starting to feel it. So while I'm having a sip of my tea, smash the like button, obliterate it. I want to see us get to 2,000 likes. All right, so what is my indicator of truth? why am I so gung-ho on this indicator? Why am I so fixed on this one indicator to tell me when to start buying? So let's look at it. The indicator is the stochastic RSI. Now, if you want to know how to add it, you go to TradingView. You go into the indicators and you literally write stochastic RSI and you'll get your chart will actually start looking like my chart over here. What you'll realize over here is that you've got the stochastic RSI going up and down and up and down and up and down. For me, the stochastic RSI, which is the sentiment and momentum indicator on the chart, has been the most accurate point of when to buy and when to sell. The RSI effectively tells you whether the sentiment is overbought or oversold. And what you can see here is that any period where the RSI, the stochastic RSI, is under 20, right? For me, that is the time to start buying. Anytime that the stochastic RSI is above 80, that for me is the time to start selling. Now, full disclosure, this measure I actually got from Sheldino Tantino. So Sheldino introduced me to this measure. Ever since I started looking at this measure has completely changed my life. And I want to show you what this means. So if you take your time, your Bitcoin chart, and you put it on the weekly, and you use the stochastic RSI, and effectively what you do is you say, look, when the RSI goes above 80, you sell. And when the RSI goes below 20, you buy. Now, first of all, let's realize where we're at now. I said to you, you need to be below 20 to start buying. Right now, as it stands, the stochastic is at about 22. Okay, so you've got the stochastic right now at around 22. Question is whether or not you should start buying. So for me, as soon as this breaks below the weekly, on the weekly, and it breaks below this 20, for me, that is a strategy to start buying. When it goes above 80, if you're looking at short-term trades, then you would be selling. If you're looking at investments, then buy when the RSI is below 20 and then just hold the tokens to go to Valhalla. So if you want to backtest their strategy and you want to see if their strategy actually works, don't worry, I've done it for you. So here it is. There is a spreadsheet over here, as usual. If you would have taken in 2020 and you would have bought as soon as the stochastic went under the 20 and you would have sold as soon as the stochastic went above 80, your strategy would have looked something like this. So let's go to 2020 in March. So let's go here to 2020 in March. Over here. So here we go. We in 2020. Somewhere over here in March, the RSI went below 20. You can see that. And so if you would have bought when Bitcoin was there, you would have paid $5,811 for Bitcoin. Then you want to sell when the RSI goes to above 80. And so what you would do is you would have bought it over here. Bitcoin price would have been around $5,000. And then what you would have done is you would have sold it somewhere around here. Okay. And if you would have, so around 9,400. And if you would have rinsed and repeated and rinsed and repeated and rinsed and repeated that exact strategy, buy as soon as we touch below 20, sell as soon as we touch below 80, you would have taken $1,000 and you would have converted that $1,000 into $17,000. Okay, that's quite a cool return, right? So like you would have made a 17x. Now, I tried the same thing with altcoins. So I tried the same thing on Dogecoin. If you would have put $1,000 in Dogecoin, you would have had $141,000 at the end of the period if you would have just applied that one strategy. If you would have just bought Bitcoin at the starting date and held it, you would have made $10,000 out of $1,000 on Bitcoin, $93,000 on holding Dogecoin, and $2,536 using AVAX. The same strategy yielded you 17x instead of 10x on Bitcoin, 140x on Dogecoin, holy shit, 140x on Dogecoin versus 93x. And on AVAX, instead of a 2.5x, it would have doubled your return to 5x. So you're almost getting double the return by applying the stochastic RSI methodology versus another methodology. But as you know, I'm not a trader. I'm an investor. And what I like to do is I don't like to trade in and out and in and out and in and out. I don't like doing things like that. I like to take a different approach. My approach is to say, look, instead of following narratives, and jumping from narrative to narrative, from gaming to AI, from AI to real world assets and stuff like that, I'm not good at that because I don't have the time to focus every single day and every single minute in terms of jumping and trading and jumping and trading and jumping and trading. For me, the strategy is more to take high conviction bets. and to say, look, let me find the tokens that I am completely, that I believe I have the highest conviction that these tokens are going to explode this cycle. Let me take my money that I've got, and let me find the best time to stack chips on those numbers on the investment table. And specifically, if I'm looking for a buy opportunity, probably the best buy opportunity is when the Bitcoin RSI or stochastic RSI goes below 20, right? So as soon as we can get the stochastic RSI below 20, and it's not exactly there yet, but it's getting close enough that you really need to start planning what you're going to be doing, here we go. As soon as we get below 20, I've made a high conviction altcoin list. And in fact, I was debating whether I should actually do the show. And the reason why I was debating why I should do the show is because even though I really, really, really have high conviction in these tokens, by putting my name on a buy list of 10 tokens, that's like big. That's like a huge step. But by then ordering it for you in terms of conviction and saying, this is the number one conviction asset that I have, this is the number two conviction asset that I have, this is the number three conviction asset that I have, that's almost like really like doubling down on how much conviction I actually have, because I could have just given you a buy list and that would have been like, okay, well, this is runs 10 coins that he likes. But I've actually ranked it for you in terms of the ones that I've got the most conviction on. And when we get to 2,000 likes on the stream, right now we're 1,500, I'm going to reveal that list to you. Now, in the interim, I want to just tell you that, I mean, I know that we gave away on Gummy, we gave away 10 million tokens, which are valued at about $150 or $200 million today, actually $167 million. That was valued at the airdrop was valued around $24 million. The good news is that, guys, there's still 20% of the original airdrop left, which is $32 million. And I know a lot of you are asking me, well, how do I get my hands on this new part of the airdrop? So there are a couple of things that you need to do. First thing, as usual, get onto Banter Bubbles and start farming those points, baby. Because again, we're going to drop a significant amount of the next airdrop to Banter Bubbles peoples. And the more points that you have, the more free tokens that you're going to get. Remember, all the tokens are free. We're never, ever taking money from anybody. All the tokens are free. The next thing that you can do is you can sign up for Blofin, you can sign up for Bybit, and you can sign up for Evo. And if you put money into any of those accounts, specifically in Bybit, you need to have a $100 balance in your account, you will get an airdrop, the next part of the airdrop. So it's Evo, there's a link below. It's Bybit, there's a link below, and it's Blofin, there's a link below. Sign up to any three of those exchanges and deposit money into your account. We just want to get rid of the bots because there was a lot of bots in the last one. And you will then get the next part of the airdrop. Lastly, so far, and there will be more, if you sign up to Kyle's Whale School, which there's also a link below to Kyle's Whale School, all you do is sign up. And when you sign up, and if you complete the school, by the way, you'll get the best school in the world, one of the best trading schools in the world, which usually would cost you $5,000. You're getting it for free. You'll not only meet the community, learn how to trade, but you'll also get a free Gummy airdrop. So there are the four ways. The next Gummy airdrop at today's prices is valued at $16 million, guys. And that's before the centralized exchanges come on board. And let me tell you, I've got some great news for you. I've been contacted by six centralized exchanges that all want to list us. Some of them haven't even contacted us. They've just aped in and bought and tried to buy tokens and actually listed us. So you now know how to farm, and we're going to airdrop to you guys, and we'll tell you exactly when the airdrop's going to happen. So it's free money for the community. You now know what the money is worth. It's worth about this at least $40 million coming to the community. There's already been $20 million coming to the community. I also did a long spaces yesterday explaining to you what I'm about to do on Gummy. Specifically, I found a way to enrich the Gummy holders. And how I'm going to do that is the more token, if you'll be able, we're creating a pad where you'll be able to stake tokens. When you stake your tokens, you'll earn points. The more points you have, the more airdrops you get of other tokens, which we'll launch and some which other guys are going to launch. So it's like imagine like you stake, but you know stake in brackets with an S. You take Gummy and you get Munchies. You take Gummy, you get Baked. You take Gummy, you get Blazed. And then we'll open that platform to anyone who wants to airdrop tokens to our community. They'll be able to do it. So there's a lot coming up with Gummy. You know how to farm Gummy. Now let's fucking go. And also let's get into my highest conviction plays of the cycle. Highest conviction plays of the cycle, in order. Again, it's probably one of the bravest things anyone's ever done. And specifically, for me, it's very, very like nerve-wracking, because here I am putting my name to what I think are going to be the top 10 performing tokens in the cycle, in order. So let's go into what I believe these top 10 coins are going to be and why I believe that they're going to be the top 10. In the comments, what I want you to do is I want you to guess what my number one token is, my highest conviction token this cycle is. Let's see if anybody actually gets it right. I'll give you guys a few more seconds. So my highest conviction token of the cycle, highest conviction token of the cycle is Arweave. So there's a reason why I chose Arweave. To me, Arweave have the best technology in crypto today. They started off as a protocol that allowed people to store data forever with one payment. And then they built a supercomputer above it, which operates as a parallel system, which effectively solves the blockchain scaling problem, all on top of the Arweave network. So this is pretty much what a visual of how it works. I mean, you don't really need to get into the detail. Josh, can we make it a bit smaller so we can just see all the tweets? Josh has been in Dubai on vacation, and he's come back and he's a bit like out of practice, but it doesn't matter. I mean, take him a day or two to get back. So this is how they solve their problem, or this is what a photo looks like of how they solve their problem. The reason why I like this so much is because now a lot of people are starting to build on the Arweave supercomputer. And by building on the Arweave supercomputer, what we're starting to see is this whole Arweave airdrop season coming into fruition. So I said, launch of supercomputer, which is to me the best tech in crypto, a bunch of projects coming into the infrastructure, which are going to start airdropping. Amazing tokenomics. All the Arweave tokens are in circulation. So if you look at the market value over fully diluted value, all the Arweave tokens today are actually in circulation, which means that, remember, we spoke about tokenomics and we said we must pay a lot of attention to tokenomics. If I look at the market cap of Arweave, it's only $2 billion. Now, to me, the best tech on the market, $2 billion, Sam from Arweave teasing that they've got an announcement that's all about adoption, and a whole lot of new projects building on the Arweave ecosystem and airdropping tokens to the community, this is my number one bet for the cycle. You have a USD coming soon on Arweave, which will open up a whole DeFi ecosystem. And you also have a ventures. So we're launching week one of AO Ventures. So like a ventures department. So I think that this chain is my highest conviction play for the whole cycle. And by highest conviction, I mean that this is the token that I think that I'm going to make the best return on risk to reward. Obviously, I'm going to make a lot more return on meme coins, but the risk to reward on meme coins is much higher. If I look at the best risk to reward narrative, I say that right now, Arweave is the best risk to reward. Now, in the comments, I want you guys to start guessing what the number two and what the number three and what the number four are going to be. And let's see if you guys are going to get it right. So my number two bet in the cycle, and remember, this is in order, is Solana. So I love Solana. From a return to risk point of view, I think I'm going to get a higher return with less risk on Arweave. But Solana is the blockchain in the ecosystem with the most users. And I guess that, like, Ansem's tweet really summarized it. He said, there's not a single thing that Ethereum does better than Solana. Was true before the metric shifted last year and is even more true now with objectively verifiable data. And he looks at all the verifiable data. He looks at daily active addresses. He looks at miner extractable value. He looks at the real TPS. He looks at DEX trading volumes. And really what he's showing you now is that Solana has really become the most used, best blockchain on the market. Now, if you look at Solana's fully diluted market valuation today, right now, it is about $70 billion. And if you compare that to, for example, an Ethereum, and for me, an Ethereum is the benchmark of where I think Solana should be. Ethereum has a $390 million fully diluted valuation. So for me, my number two bet in terms of the highest conviction altcoin in the cycle on a risk to reward basis is Solana. The market value to fully diluted value is 0.78. And the tokens that are going to be released to the VCs are coming out in quite a long time. So for me, very healthy, very very good token to actually be buying. Okay, let me see if any of you guessed number three. My third highest conviction play of the cycle is Telegram. So what is Telegram? What is Ton? Ton is the blockchain that is supporting the Telegram ecosystem. Telegram is, of course, the messenger app that every one of us has on our phones. 900 million of us have on our phones. And that's why I said that Telegram actually has more users than any blockchain. Like, there's no blockchain in the world that has 900 million users. They also have an amazing, amazing, amazing tech stack. So if you look at Telegram's tech stack, what you'll realize is that the speed that these guys can find, let me just see if I can find you a good tweet. So they have a time to finality of 6 seconds, which is faster than Solana, obviously much faster than ETH. And when they were at Token 2049, they made a whole lot of announcements. Here's a quick recap of the announcements. The first part of the announcement is they said that Telegram is effectively flying in parallel with the Ton blockchain. They're going to start doing ad revenue to creators and using the Ton blockchain. They're going to allow tips for the creators using the blockchain. They will allow merchants to sell things on Telegram using the blockchain as a payment mechanism. So imagine like almost like WeChat in China, where if you want to sell stuff as a merchant online, you can just sell it using Telegram Messenger and the Ton blockchain. They're also experimenting with letting people buy usernames as NFTs using the Ton blockchain. They're tokenizing emojis using the Ton blockchain. And now they've got USDT native on the Ton blockchain. When you take all of those things together, to me, and you couple that with support from some of the biggest names in crypto, like DWF, who said the other day that they deployed 1.5 million of USDT on the blockchain. It's not an investment. It's just about increasing circulating supply. I think that Ton may be one of the blockchains that's absolutely, absolutely, absolutely going to explode. Now, guys, don't stress if this is going too fast. You're going to get a copy of the spreadsheet. Of course, the guys in Front Runners already have the copy. My number four bet, and I bet you that none of you got the number four bet, is Near Protocol. So why did I choose Near Protocol? Near is one of the best technological stacks out there, but they were struggling to get adoption in the previous bull market. But the founder of Near, Ilya, is very much a AI type of guy. He started in AI, he's developed Near Protocol with the thesis of AI, and if you missed my show yesterday, I did a show yesterday where I interviewed some of the biggest titans at the conference. It's this show over here. Go and check it out. I interviewed Ilya from Near, and he explained to me how the blockchain was always designed with AI in mind, and then the AI narrative fell into place. Almost all tokens are in circulation. They also are the kings of what they call account abstraction. Now, account abstraction is being able to abstract details from the user account or use the user account on any blockchain using the Near protocol. So that, plus the fact that 90% of all tokens in circulation, for me, this is one of my highest conviction bets. In fact, it's my number four bet. All right, let's take a look at number five. So number five is Rune. Rune is the Thor chain app. It's a cross-chain, you wouldn't call it a DEX. It's a cross-chain, a DEX. It's a cross-chain protocol. And if you look at this cross-chain protocol, if you look at the narrative, it's a completely decentralized cross-chain protocol with insane tokenomics. And if you look at the number of users every single week and you look at the number of swaps being conducted on the Thor chain protocol, it just keeps going up and up and up in a parabolic way. Now, I'm a big fan of cross-chain and multi-chain narrative. And to me, I think that one of the biggest winners here is going to be Rune. I think another one of the big winners is going to be Layer 0, but Layer 0 hasn't launched yet. And so you can't really buy the token. And so what I said was, right now, I'm going for Rune. Also, in terms of tokenomics, remember we kept saying we want to make sure we don't drown in tokens. The way not to drown in tokens is to look at the market it's a number of tokens in circulation. 81% of the tokens are already in circulation, which means that if you can swim even a little bit, you ain't going to drown, which is fantastic. None of you are going to be able to guess my number six. If you do, should I give them $100 worth of gummy? Sure. All right. Let's see if they get it right. All right, let me show you my number six. So my number six play is actually really based on data. And the data here, the token is Sui. Now, what I like about Sui? The first thing is, and the reason why I paid attention to Sui in the first place, was I watched the money flow out of ETH for the last 90 days. And what I realized was that the biggest money flow out of ETH in the last 90 days actually went to Sui. So I ended up digging a bit deeper. And the one thing you'll know about Sui is that Sui is a part, the guys that created Sui were one of the teams that broke away from Facebook. And they created a new native language, and the language is called Move. Now, Move is designed to create a better dev experience and a better user onboarding experience. It was the platform that Facebook were actually going to use if they were ever going to launch their Libra project, which of course they said they're not launching their Libra project. There are two teams that broke away. One is Aptos and one is Sui. I've spoken to both. The original founder of the Move language is actually this guy over here.
I am the creator of Move. I'm the first person to join the Libra project and be given the assignment of, hey, Libra is going to have smart contracts. It's important to have safe programmability on the blockchain, like figure out what to do with that. Someone pulled me into a room and pitched me, and like I knew right away, hey, here's this big effort that Facebook is doing. It's very ambitious. We have this mission.
So Sui for me is my number six play. Also, because if you look at their metrics, this is a very, very, very fast time to finality, 400 milliseconds. They've had 100% uptime. Their metrics are growing unbelievably fast, but much more importantly, they're focusing a lot on gaming. And I've spent a lot of time with the founders of Sui in the last couple of days. I see their vision, and I think if there's going to be a new blockchain on the block, for me, I think that Sui is probably going to be the winner. Now, there's one downside with Sui, but I'm not too concerned about it. The downside is that because they're a new chain, a lot of the VCs still have tokens, and those tokens haven't been released in the market. And so the ratio of fully diluted to semi to market, sorry, the ratio of market capitalization to FDV is quite low. That could be a red flag, but if you're looking at fully diluted market cap, it's only got a 13 billion fully diluted market cap. And you can kind of say that if Solana becomes, you could say, the next Sui, sorry, if Sui become the next Solana, there's probably a 5X in it. And if Solana becomes the next ETH, then there's probably a 5X in here. So my next play, as I said to you, is Sui. But if that worries you, if you're looking at this and you're going, I don't want to be drowning in token releases, I've given you like an alternative number six. An alternative number six is Phantom. Reason why I love Phantom, of course, they're launching the new tech stack, which is a Sonic mainnet. I mean, Andre Crenier is Andre Crenier. Like, just, you know, you can't discount Andre Crenier. He is a genius. It is rather low market cap. I mean, if you look at the market cap of Phantom, it's 2 billion. I mean, I actually thought that it was even a bit lower than 2 billion, but let's double check that. Even so, it's quite a low FDV coin relative to 2 billion. So it is 2 billion. I thought it was just under, but the price has gone up. And to me, this is one of the most exciting protocols here. So I'm not going to call this number seven. I'm going to call this an alternative number six. I'm going to call it an alternative number six. So that's pretty much my next one. All right, let's go to the number seven. And I believe my researchers have probably renumbered this for us. The number seven protocol that I have here is Pendle. So what is Pendle? Why am I so excited about Pendle? Once again, go and watch the video that I made yesterday around the Alpha Token 2049. In my interview with Arthur Hayes, he brings up an amazing point. So let's quickly understand what is Pendle and what does Pendle actually do. So Pendle is a protocol which separates the interest on an investment from the principal of the investment. And so what it creates is it creates a market for interest rates. It's an interest rates market, which is a massive, massive, massive market around the world, and specifically in TradFi. So for me, if DeFi is going to reinvent TradFi, you have to have an interest rate market, and Pendle is the provider which is currently in the lead. Now, it's got a 1.7 fully diluted market cap, and it has quite a low FDV. But remember, this concept is a new concept. And so I'm highlighting this in orange to say, look, be careful getting into this because you could drown in tokens. But if this works, then this goes to the moon. All right, let's go into number eight. So the number eight one is Gearbox. So why have I chosen Gearbox as my number eight most important narrative? And I'll just ask the researchers to fix the pricing of Gearbox. So what is Gearbox? Gearbox is a new protocol which allows you to create very, very smart and very, very safe leverage on anything. And specifically why I'm excited about Gearbox, is because it even allows you to create very smart leverage on real-world assets. And I think that real-world assets are going to be a massive narrative into the next couple of cycles. And so I think that for me, one of the best ways to get into this narrative is to get the leverage on the real-world assets. And that's why I've gone into Gearbox. Now, I'm not going to get too much into the weeds of how this works. I'll do that in a future video. But the way that they've done it is you can actually get over-collateralized lending, not under-collateralized lending. We're going to get over-collateralized lending using the how well they've created this. Now, and I'll make a separate show about it. Effectively, they only allow you to invest in certain assets. And by allowing you to invest in certain assets, they control the risk. So you can't just go and buy crazy assets. You can only buy like pre-approved assets or use the platform to farm pre-approved assets. And so that manages the risk, and therefore they'll give you more return. So that is my real world asset narrative. Full disclosure, what I was going to do was I actually wanted to talk about Mantra as the real world asset play for the cycle. The problem with Mantra is that they're one of our sponsors. And so this is one that I was going to call in my top 10, but I just said, look, because there's a conflict, because they're one of our sponsors, I'm not going to add them into my conviction list, but I am going to tell you that they are one of our sponsors. It is a blockchain that is done for real world assets. It is a compliant blockchain. It's being built for real world compliance so that the institutions can actually use it. Now it can do up to it can do lots of transactions per second. And now there's almost 100,000 users which are participating in the testnet for all of this. So I was going to add it in, but I just thought, look, don't add in a sponsor, because if you add in a sponsor, you've got a conflict of interest. But rest assured that it would be one that I was going to add in. And the price chart, I mean, if you look at the price chart of, so let me just show you the price chart. This will give you an idea. And obviously, remember that all tokens have gone down, but just look at that chart. Just look at that chart. So it just shows the appetite for real world assets. All right, let's go to number 9. Okay, now, look, number nine, I would say that I have a slight conflict of interest, but I do want to talk about it. So the ticker is Tooker. Now, the reason why I made this number 9 is because it's a meme coin. And I'm a big, 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 big believer in meme coins. I'm a huge believer in meme coins. But I also think that meme coins are going to have to evolve. And I don't think that just this current meme coin craze of people jumping from one meme coin to another meme coin to another meme coin to another meme coin, I don't think that meme coin kind of craze is going to last long term. I think when it comes to meme coins are going to have to evolve, and they're going to have to pair the meme up with something. Now, why did I choose Tooker? So you probably have read this and you probably know around Tooker. I said, look, you know, I saw Tooker's content. See if I can play that for you guys.
With a very important announcement. Over the past few months, the establishment and their mainstream media machine have embarked on a powerful smear campaign against meme coins. They are trying to convince the mainstream that the same worthless coins that degens like yourselves have made life-changing and even wife-changing money from are nothing but degenerate, pointless tokens that come and go to zero with no real purpose. What they don't see is that when these worthless shitcoins get into the hands of the right community, they are a form of expression, a glue that creates a cultural movement against the establishment and the power that they have over our ideas, our thoughts, and our money. Tooker Carlson has always been about truth, humor, memes, and freedom. Tonight, we launch the next stage in our journey, taking the meme movement against mainstream media and the establishment to new heights. Tonight, we officially partner with Crypto Banter to create the Tooker Carlson Media Network. Together, we will leverage the Banter infrastructure to create a channel that will deliver humorous, powerful, informative, high alpha content that is free from the shackles and censorship of the establishment. You can expect daily shows, interviews with big names like Elizabeth Horan, Lurie Pink, And the biggest
crypto... So you get it. What I mean, I think that, memes are going to have to evolve. I think that Tooker is the ultimate meme to evolve because they can actually evolve into a media station. And what they're going to do is they're going to start creating the best content out there, which is very, very, very high alpha. And go and check it out on their Twitter page. They've already created some of the new kind of videos. And then ultimately, what they're going to be doing is they're going to be buying back, they're going to be raising sponsorships, which are going to be integrated into the show, into the shows, and then they're going to use the revenue to buy back and burn tokens. Now, look, this is a very, very, very high risk play because we don't know what we don't know. It's the first time that anybody's ever doing it. But if you're looking for conviction on a meme coin, then you have to have conviction on Tooker because they are one of the only meme coins that has gone beyond the meme but have actually kept the meme. So it's a meme-powered media station. And so for me, as I say, very, 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 very high risk. If you want to have meme coins in your portfolio, this is the one that I would add in as the one on the in my portfolio. So that's Tooker. By the way, the ticker is Tooker. This would also be number 9. So if you don't want Tooker, you could go with Gummy. Look, to be honest, what I didn't expect around Gummy, I didn't expect the response that we got. I didn't expect our community to be so powerful. I didn't expect that there to be 50,000 holders in. I mean, let's just quickly refresh the number of holders here so you can see the number of holders. But the number of holders here is, in fact, you can probably see it better on Bird's Eye. Let's just quickly look at Bird's Eye. So if we look at Bird's Eye, you can see that. Hold on, let's look at Gummy. Okay, here we go. So you can see that, first of all, we have over 51,000 holders already, which is, it's one third of WIF's holders, and we've only been around for like 3 or 4 days, which is crazy. We've got all the exchanges coming to us and wanting to launch us. And the one thing that we're doing now is we're going to harness the power of this community that, I mean, I knew we had a community, but I never knew it was this strong. And we're going to allow people to tap into this community. Now, we're going to launch the first application. The first application is effectively a staking for points pad where you're going to lock up your Gummy for as long as you want. You're going to earn points. And those points are going to give you airdrops in other protocols. So imagine that there is a user on Phantom or there is a user on, or there's a chain like Phantom or a chain like Sui. And they want to bring the most active community in crypto to their chain. They'll have a way to do it using this platform. And how they'll do it is they'll say, look, we're launching a protocol on Sui. We will airdrop 10% of those tokens to Gummy, to the active Gummy user base. And what we'll do is we'll facilitate that through the staking platform. That's like one of the first things that we're going to do. So we're going to take the meme and we're going to try and harness the value of the meme so that other people, including other memes, can drop value on our community because they now realize that we have one of the most vibrant and strongest communities in the world. And I remind you again, if you want to farm Gummy, the next airdrop is coming. The details of the next airdrop, I'm sure, will appear here in a few minutes if they're not already here. I mean, it depends whether the team are actually listening to the show like they're supposed to or not. So you sign up to the exchanges, sign up to Evo, sign up to Bybit, sign up to Blowfin, sign up to Sniper School. Sign up to Whale Room Sniper Club. Just tell Dan to fix it, please. Sign up to Evo. Sign up to Bybit, sign up to Blowfin, farm points on Banter Bubbles, or join Whale School. Those are the 5 ways to get the airdrop that we know about today. Right now, as I said, the airdrop is worth $20 million or so, and it will be done. We'll let you know tomorrow when it's going to be done. All right, the last one on my list is this one over here. So it's not a token that's launched yet. It's not a token that's launched yet, but the chain or the project itself is going to be launching on Wednesday. Or is today Wednesday? It's going to be launching today. Now, what is it? It's called Build on Bitcoin. The ticker or the name is Bob. I don't know. In fact, it doesn't have a ticker yet because it hasn't launched yet. And what this is you can't really call it a Bitcoin layer 2 because it actually uses an optimism stack. So it's a hybrid layer 2 between Bitcoin and Ethereum. And what it effectively does is it allows people to build very fast, good applications on Bitcoin. As I say, the token is not yet launched. It will be launched. And when it is launched, keep an eye out for it, and we'll let you know if we think that at the price that it launches, it's actually a good one. So that's my top 10 of the cycle. By the way, in the spreadsheet, you can see the top 5 from each one of our researchers over here, and you can see why they chose what they wanted to show. We'll give you the spreadsheet at the bottom of the show later after this. One of the other ones that did come up, and I didn't add it into my top 10, but definitely one to be looking at, is another one of our sponsors. It is Polkadot. So here it is over here. And the reason why I'm starting to look at Polkadot again is because Gavin Wood, who was the writer of the original yellow paper for Ethereum and one of the original Ethereum devs, actually, you could say disappeared for a while. I mean, it didn't actually disappear, but like, he went quite quiet for a while. And he's, in terms of development, he's quite a beast. I mean, this guy's quite a beast. And what they are talking about is they're talking about Jam Protocol, which is combining the elements of Polkadot and Ethereum. It is a prospective path to replace the relay chain with modular minimalistic design. So he made this announcement. It combines the world of Polkadot with the world of Ethereum. And this is quite a significant announcement. Now, we'll drop this tweet here, and you can go through this tweet of exactly how it works. But I do think that if ever there was a time, if you were interested in Polkadot, if ever there was a time for you to start looking at Polkadot again, that time is definitely now. I think that's it for today. I'll see you guys again tomorrow. Hopefully my voice will be better. Until then, farm well, my friends, and trade well, my friends.